All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for One-on-One with the Pro here at K1, the one you trust. And if I dialed the phone right, I got Trevor Dorsey on with Regent Bank. How you doing, Trevor?
Good. How are you this morning, Tom?
A little bit out of sorts, but doing okay. You know how it goes. But it's a sunshiny day, and it's a great day to get folks on the right track when it comes to their dollars and cents, isn't it now?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Hey, it is a beautiful day outside, and seems like we've had maybe just a tad cooler weather here lately, which is also a little nice this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, you know, I saw you at Freedom Fest, and you were dressed up like Uncle Sam, but because, you know, you have such a youthful appearance, folks were calling you Cousin Sam.
I don't know about the youthful appearance. Somebody said that. I had the white beard, so I think my facial hair might have allowed me to fit into that a little better, even though my age might not quite be there. But
but anyway,
it was a little warm. It was a little warm at Freedom Fest with that outfit. But you know, it is 4th of July, and Uncle Sam's kind of the, you know, he's a big figure in that. So it's I guess it was fitting, and it was really neat to see. I think this year it seemed like at Freedom Fest there was way more people than I can remember, and at least since they've been doing it at Sooner Park. I know downtown there was always a ton of people, but it seemed like there was a lot of people this year, which was really nice to see everybody out and celebrating and enjoying the fireworks.
And, you know, with Regent Bank, is such a great community partner. And, you know, when you're out in the community and you're enjoying the community, it's also nice to know that you have a community resource in the form of a bank, which would be Regent.
Yes, sir. We enjoy participating and sponsoring those kind of deals. We certainly want to give back to our community in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, another great event in our community. There's another one on this last Friday night. The Symphony did a free concert.
Oh, golly, yeah.
And so we participated and helped sponsor that because, again, that was it was an incredible evening. The weather turned out really good. Of course, if you were a little bit hot, our wonderful firefighters had their truck over and they were spraying water out. I didn't get under the water. I had a kid or two that did, but... You had that opportunity, I guess you got a little too hot to get over under the water. But it was an amazing evening, and really blessed to be in Bartlesville because of all the wonderful things that we have as a community. And so everybody that lives here, I think, knows that, and hopefully we can attract some people from out of town to come see how wonderful our city is.
Oh, indeed. And I tell you what, more and more people are starting to get familiar with this. And you've got a little bit of a history right there on the side of your brand new building in downtown Bartlesville. I should say revamped building, because the building's been there for a little bit, but it's new to you. But you get a little bit of history when you see the mural.
Yes, sir. We are fortunate. When we redid the building, there was a company in Tulsa that could do this mural. Everybody thinks it's a painting, and looks like it. If you've ever seen a car wrap, that's really kind of what it is. Little piece at a time, they heated it up and adhesed it to the wall, so it's almost like a wrap, and so it's kind of really neat to see, and it depicts all of Bartlesville's wonderful history. We've got the Price Tower, we've got the community center, we've got Willow Rock, Buffalo's, a lot of things that have to do with Phillips, so it encompasses Washington County history very good, and, mm-hmm. and you know, since Regent is now in Bartlesville in Washington County, we thought it would be nice to be able to honor our community and our county by the mural showing all of our wonderful history.
And of course, when you got the building and everything, and we've had the grand opening, but you've been at it for a while here, you sure picked the busiest part of town these days, and it's right over there in that area off Dewey.
Yes, sir. We were able to get. We're lucky that we got this location. Was a former bank, and it's been a lot of things over the years. We did a little history, digging around at the history museum, and I think it was a furniture store at one time. Mm-hmm. And I know it was also another bank in the past, and then Conoco and Phillips used it for an intern training center. So. Been a number of things over the years. I believe this building was built in the 40s, if I'm correct, if my memory serves me right. So been around a while, and, you know, downtown, again, Bartlesville's been very fortunate in the downtown. There's been a lot of things happen over the last few years that have really created a lot more traffic downtown. And it's always, you know, when the weather's like nice today, you'll see a lot of people out and about walking, you know, business to business or on their lunch break, just getting out and enjoying some fresh air and some sunshine. People walking to Unity Square. We're right here on the corner where people got to walk by us to get there, or the Price Tower. So really good location. We were very lucky that we were able to get here, and a good location, I think, to serve all of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the services, you have it all. And, of course, Regent Bank has been around a while, but just extending that footprint here to more into Washington County and also serving parts of Osage County, if not the whole darn county.
Yes, sir. That it helps us. We do have relationships in Osage County, and so being in Bartlesville is a little bit closer to Osage County than Nowata. But we do have, you know, originally the original facility was there in Nowata and been there since early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And so that served Washington County. But and you and I have talked about a lot of the technology. It's wonderful having this location, and I know it helps serve our customers here better and develop relationships in Bartlesville, Dewey, Ramona, Osage County,
mm-hmm.
And just across the Kansas line. But with our technology, there's a lot of people now that don't darken the doors of the bank very often because of all the technology, which is wild considering where banking was when I first got into a long time ago. And you know, now you can do everything from a tablet or a laptop or your iPhone. We just got some new products which we're very excited about. We got Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Ooh.
And a lot of customers about those kind of things, and we didn't have it, but now we do. So we're excited that we can offer those services. And and on the ATM front, you and I talked about this on last month. You can use any ATM in Bartlesville, any ATM in Oklahoma, any ATM in anywhere, and we will not charge you up to 10 times a month to use those ATMs. So if you use that allows us a really good network. So if you want to use an ATM at Casey's or a competing bank, a lot of times you'll see a charge on your receipt, and we will refund that charge to you. So
wow, that allows. Cool.
That allows us to have a lot bigger footprint and network than just having branches, one branch here in downtown Bartlesville.
My goodness sakes, you're everywhere, even if it is electronically speaking. But wow, that footprint continues to expand. Of course, service is what really sells at Regent Bank. And for the folks who do go in and you like to have that face-to-face, you're going to see some of the friendliest faces and some familiar faces, too.
You bet. We've got a lot of local flavor, people that have been in banking for a long time, you know, 40-plus years. We got a couple of those here that have been in Bartlesville for a long time, been servicing customers. I wish I would have been in here at Bartlesville longer. I've only had the pleasure of being here for 7 years, but amazing community, and we've got a lot of local faces. And we don't have a big operation. There's 10 folks in this building, but I can guarantee you when you come in, all 10 people will know you by name. You'll kind of get that old Cheers experience for those of us that are of the age we can remember that show.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, you know, everybody will know your name.
There you go. I like that. I like that a lot. Norma.
Yeah.
But it is that really good feeling, and it's a comfort. It really is. And of course, all of the different products that you had, you mentioned everything that, you know, fancy and up to date with all the electronicals, but still, folks need working capital. Folks need to, you know, buy cars. Folks need to invest in their homes and in their businesses, and you're there for them.
You bet, and we have all the traditional products, you know, on the loan side and deposit side, and we have some specialty products on both sides of the equation as well. Recently had a conversation with a large deposit client, and, you know, we obviously the FDIC allows you $250,000 worth of insurance coverage on your deposits. We have some products that we can go well above that $250,000 in order if you need to have that securitized. And so you know, whether it's a deposit need or on the loan side, we have a lot of loan products that, and we do try to really uncover what those needs are. And sometimes we're able to use, USDA, SBA, or FSA, which is Farm Service Agency, SBA, Small Business Administration. And then we can use some of these programs to help get loans done that, you know, that might be right there on the cusp that need a little bit more capital or something. Well, we can do some creative things in order to get people what they need.
Goodness sakes, got all the bases covered. I like that. Speaking of bases covered, how are the kids doing with baseball?
Well, we got to wrap that up, and so we're getting a small bit of downtime here. I think football probably cranks up here about the middle of August.
Oh, so, yeah, it does.
yeah, before you know it, we'll be right back in the thick of it. And so I guess July is the time I get caught up in all my farming activities. I got to get cap worked and get some fence mended and get all my hay put up. And so, it's never ending around the Dorsey household, but we sure enjoy this time of year. Again, there's some events and things going on in our community that are very enjoyable, and Region is obviously very excited to be involved and help sponsor some of those opportunities and things that are going on that gives back to the community. So I hope everybody's had an opportunity to get out and enjoy some of that. We got to go to a kiddie park last night, which the weather was perfect.
Oh yeah,
to do that. Again, another gym in the cap of Bartlesville, the kiddie park.
And that's always a good time. That's always a good time. I mean, you know what? If you've got youngsters, they're only going to be young once, so take advantage of it. Please do, folks. Indeed. It really is something.
And my oldest, he's kind of outgrown all that. All we can do now is play putt-putt, me and him. But the other two, they still get to run around and have a big time out there, and it's just an amazing deal. And there's a lot of folks out there last night. So, and if you want to catch some baseball here lately, you got your Indians and your Braves, which are the Bartlesville teams, mm-hmm. That are playing summer ball, and that's some of our high school and junior high or middle school age kids, and we've got to, fortunately, as a family, get out one or two weekends and catch some games at Dungeness Field. And so we got some good teams here locally that we can support. I know there's also some Dewey teams and Nowata teams and probably some Pawhuska teams. We got to watch, I think, one of the Dewey and Nowata teams, too. So baseball's still happening, but we're getting close to that football, and that's always my favorite time of year.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, you know, folks, you can always catch Trevor down at the bank if he's not out at a big event or a small event in your area, because your family just really enjoys all these things that we've been talking about. And tell everybody where they can find Region Bank down.
Well, we'd love to see you down at 422 South Dewey. And if you can't get in, we'd love to talk to you on the phone as well. And you can reach us on the phone at 918. I'm having a brain lapse here for a minute. 907-3580.
That happens.
I forgot that. 918-907-3580.
There you go.
You can also look us up online at www.regentbank.com. And then you can kind of scroll through. It's a pretty easy navigational tool, and you can look and see the depository and loan products and services, also insurance, mortgage, all the gamut of our products and services. But we'd love to see in person or talk to you and see if we can't help you get your particular needs solved.
All right, Trevor Dorsey with Region Bank. Always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and you have a great day.
All righty, and you've been listening to our One-on-One with the Pros. Thanks for listening.